episode number 2 of the Straight Outta COGC podcast. Today I'm your host, Michael. I'm joined by Jack Doyle.
Hello.
And Callum Watson.
Hello.
Unfortunately, Lewis McLean, our previous host, is not here today. He's in New York. We hope he has a good time, but that's a good thing we've got Callum to replace him. So for today's episode, we're focusing on pop music. Basically, if you don't know how this series works, each episode we focus on a different music genre. First episode we did hip-hop, and today we're doing pop. So, are you both fans of pop music, particularly?
I can't say I'm the biggest. It's just not fun.
Of some pop that I think I can too easily maybe disregard pop.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's the same with me, to be honest. But I think it is quite an interesting genre, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think the definition of pop actually is? Because it's kind of a, like, people say it just means, like, popular music. Do you think that's accurate? Like, what do you think it means as a genre?
That's what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. But it's just sort of anything commercial, like easy to listen to, repeatable, catchy hooks, something like you can dance to, basically.
Pretty much.
Kind of like that.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's maybe sticks to one genre. I think it's evolved over time through different genres, and it's all, no matter what, I think what defines pop music is how it reflects the sort of political and social movement and culture of the time, but it can be flexible. But I think you're saying about the actual structure of the music. I don't know about that, but the actual structure of the music, you're saying sort of how that defines pop music.
Well, I've done a bit of research, and I think it's agreed that the structure of pop music basically, what consists of a pop song is it has a steady rhythm, has a repetitive chord progression that fits with the rhythm, has a memorable and catchy melody, and a chorus that repeats 2 or 3 times. Like basically every popular pop song, like, matches that structure more or less. So now that we've covered like what pop actually is, like how did it actually start?
Well, see, first of all, I thought it sort of started in the 20s with jazz and then sort of developed from there. But when I was reading up, I saw on a site that actually argued that it started in the 19th century.
So even further.
With like people and families gathering around their piano in their home and playing music, and that sort of created demand for sheet music, which started the music publishing industry, which, you know, is sort of the start of music being widely available and sort of commercially viable than live performance. And then in the early 20th century, there's obviously the invention of the phonograph, so people could actually listen to a recording of live performances, which made music available at home and anywhere you go. And I think that's when sort of this really started to bloom, and that's when popular music started, I think.
Yeah, because what I've got is it wasn't really called pop music until like the late 40s when they used it to just describe anything that wasn't jazz or classical music.
Yeah, so it wasn't really like its own genre back then. It was just like used to describe
popular music at the time.
Popular music that wasn't part of those two.
Yeah.
And then it evolved in the 50s to what basically rock and roll is, and the UK influence taking over America and stuff, Beatles and that.
Yeah, I mean the Beatles were like I think maybe the first sort of massive worldwide pop craze. Yeah. I mean,
like, you see the Mania.
You see the footage of girls in stadiums screaming over them. They're followed everywhere. I think that was maybe they were the first like absolutely massive artists, except from maybe Elvis, who's also. Yeah. But yeah, I think sort of developing from jazz into rock and roll, I think that's where you can sort of see the roots of pop music, and then it sort of develops further more into the 70s and 80s with disco and funk. You have artists like Gloria Gaynor, Earth, Wind & Fire, Donna Summer, and it sort of, it started developing further, and then into the 80s and 90s you've got hip-hop and grunge coming in, and I think pop music today, I think you can find a sort of an amalgamation of all those different things.
It's literally every genre, basically.
Pretty much.
And one.
I think fan culture plays a big part in pop music, and when you're talking about Beatlemania and stuff, that's like kind of the beginning of it.
Yeah, I think, and then you see K-pop today, that's sort of
people
are absolutely crazy for.
Yeah. You're into K-pop?
Can't say I'm.
Can't say I'm either.
I think one of our producers is into K-pop, but we won't say. Some embarrassing,
won't expose them.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson also Like, people went mental for him. Like, people were like...
He is known as the king of pop.
He is the king of pop.
For good reason.
He is indeed. I'd say, like, the 80s are kind of, like, the best era for pop, in my opinion. Mm. That's when you had Michael Jackson, Prince, all these guys. The two of them actually had a feud. Did you know about that?
I didn't know about that.
I didn't know. Right, so, basically, the two of them were, like, the two biggest... like, stars in the world, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's Thriller is the bit, like, highest selling album of all time, still to this day. Prince, he had the number one album, song, and movie all at the same time. So they're both, like, they're both huge. But because of their similarities, people would, like, kind of compare them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And basically... Michael Jackson didn't like these comparisons. He said, this is a real quote, he said, I don't like to be compared to Prince at all. I've proven myself since I was real little. He feels like he's my opponent. I hope he changes because, boy, he's going to get hurt.
Cool.
What do you think of that? He's been quite cocky, do you think?
I think he's right, though.
Yeah.
I think,
I do,
personally,
I,
Prince doesn't come close.
Think like, so?
He's up there.
I don't know if I think I disagree. I think Prince is one of like the best guitarists of all time. He's, I don't know if my opinions of Michael Jackson are maybe a bit solid because of some allegations against him. But
to be fair,
I think the opinion goes that Michael Jackson's, well, the people tend to think that Michael Jackson's a better entertainer, but Prince is a better musician.
I mean, the sort of mysticism around Prince as well that developed in the sort of.
I think they have just completely different. Type of music.
They are pretty different.
You can similarities, but I think they're not the same type of music.
Well, their feud got even more heated after a James Brown performance. Basically, James Brown was performing, and by chance, Michael Jackson and Prince were both in the crowd, and he invited them both up. And so, him and Michael Jackson did a duet.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loved it because Michael Jackson's like a natural performer. But Prince, unfortunately, fell flat, his performance. The crowd he didn't manage to wow the crowd as much, and he also tried to swing on a prop lamppost and he fell over, which was very embarrassing. Michael Jackson said, he made a fool of himself. He was a joke. People were running and screaming. I was so embarrassed. It was all on the video.
I mean, Prince is... not sorry. Michael Jackson's one of the pettiest pop artists ever.
Yeah, it's pretty petty.
Paul McCartney is sort of just suggesting to him that he should get into music publishing. And so what Michael Jackson did was he went and bought the whole Beatles catalogue.
Oh, he did, he
wouldn't give anything back to Paul McCartney.
That's actually pretty funny, though.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's actually, like... he was rich anyway, but because of that, he's, like...
yeah.
Billionaire. The two actually almost collaborated on Michael Jackson's song Bad, but Prince didn't want to.
They almost collaborated on, I remember it was a charity single.
What's it called?
We Are the World.
We Are the World, that's it. But on Bad, it wasn't just because they had bad blood, that wasn't the main reason. It's because Prince didn't want it to be Michael Jackson's like project, if you know what I mean.
He
didn't want to be like this, he didn't want to like seem inferior compared to him again. So that was kind of the main thing. And unfortunately, they never cleared their beef. They both, unfortunately, passed away. So you both prefer Michael Jackson?
I don't know. Yeah, I think Michael Jackson produced more hits, but there's something about Prince that's just...
I think there's some Prince songs that I prefer over a lot of Michael Jackson songs. But as MJ's whole catalogue, I prefer his more.
I don't know. I think just Prince just like is cool personified. He's, I don't know.
Yeah, so do you remember when he changed his name to...
Oh, yeah.
No.
Was that because it was like a trademark issue?
There was a trademark issue with his record company and he changed his name from Prince to like...
the symbol.
It was just a symbol. His name wasn't even... it wasn't even like something you could pronounce. It was just, I changed his name to a symbol. So people basically like... when they talked about Prince, they would call him the artist formerly known as Prince because they couldn't say his name.
Mm.
And it was basically just like as a jab at like his record people, but
What do you guys think of the sort of state of pop today? I mean, is it declining? Is it golden age? Like, what do you think of it today?
I think definitely the golden age has been.
I think it's declining.
Do you think we just say that because of nostalgia, though, or do you think that's actual?
No,
Not really.
I just think pop now is, it was already commercialized. I think it's too commercialized.
Yeah, it's like mass produced. It's kind of like a product more than like an actual. Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel any passion.
Yeah. See what I said about the like the formula for like a pop song, like that's just kind of like proves
rinse
it's
and
like
repeat.
Rinse and repeat. It's just like use that to mass produce almost.
I feel like that is still good artists of pop.
Definitely.
But it's just the majority. Mm-hmm. It's kind of.
I mean, yeah. You look at the charts today, and there's just. I don't think there's anything like. I mean, and then when I was growing up, all the massive artists in the charts, and it wasn't like maybe the most complex music, but it was sort of captured everyone in a way I don't think that happens today. But I don't know if that's just because we're younger, but.
Yeah, true.
I mean.
I think you do grow out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think pop's definitely like. I think it targets a certain age range. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's such a different way in how music is monetized now. The pop scene is so different. But in a way, it's better because there's so many more artists than there ever was before making music, and there's so much more choice. And there's sort of all sorts of niches in pop music that are really good with independent artists. But I think the sort of industry as a whole. I don't know if it hits the same heights, but I mean, we sort of touched on it, but so pop music compared to other genres, do you think is often seen as not as sort of artistically creative or interesting? Like, do you buy into that, or do you think that's...
I think it can be, but it's just not.
Yeah, I think for the majority, it's less creative than a lot of other genres, even though it's... just a mixture of so many. Like, you've got pop, rock, pop, whatever. Like, it's kind of a combination.
I mean, yeah, I guess the main priority of pop music is money, and that drives it, and then other things come second. But I don't know, I think I too easily sort of disregard pop music, and there is some I find that I really like, but I don't know, I think maybe I get in my own way, and sort of the perceptions around pop music cloud it for me, and then... I don't like it as much because of that, but
yeah, I
feel like
pop just has a bad name to me.
Yeah,
like it could be a good song.
It's not as good,
but
cool,
if someone says,
know?
"Oh,
it's a pop song,"
I'm like,
but I don't know. I think you could argue it's more evolved than the other forms of music that are made today, because pop music's sort of an amalgamation of all these other different genres that have developed and evolved over time, and sort of because there's more people making pop than everything else, it's sort of had more development, and it's sort of, it's always, pop music is always the future. It's always showing you the future, whereas maybe other genres of music are stuck in the past. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what do you think about that? Do you think?
I don't think pop is just always evolving,
because
it just takes from every genre.
Yeah.
It just keeps adding to it. And it's evolved so much already. Like, you think back 10 years.
That's true.
It's still completely different from what it is now. So I think it just keeps evolving into something different.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go for a wee break. We're going to come back and we're going to... What's next? We're going to play some games.
Rank our albums as well.
Rank some songs.
Like songs even, yeah.
And yeah, so we'll see you then. Right, welcome back. We've had our break, and now we are ready to move on to the song ranking of pop songs. It's me and Jack, and basically Callum is going to critique our lists and see which one he prefers. So do you want to go first?
I'll go first. So far, the 80s, my top five. This is in no order, by the way.
Okay.
I couldn't get an order.
That's fine.
But Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by MG. Walk of Life by the Dire Straits. Who Can It Be Now, Men at Work. Billie Jean, MG, and Into the Groove by Madonna.
Okay.
All right, that's...
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like you've missed out, like, so many classics. Like, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Purple Rain. You know, I think...
That's too many options.
It's tough to dance.
I Want to Break Free, Chaos Whispers. I mean...
True.
I think... You said Billie Jean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a doubtless classic, but I don't know about the others. I don't know if they quite hit the heights of some other 80s songs. I don't know.
I think Madonna had to be there. She is known as the queen of
pop.
I've got two MG, King of Pop. I feel like I've well, I think I've done all right.
For my one, you might not like my one. For my one, I've got number five. I've got Africa by Toto.
Oh and no!
I would
no.
I was thinking that.
Do you not like that song?
Nah.
I love it.
That song.
Four, I've got Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
Great song. Fleetwood Mac.
Number three, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh yeah.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
Is it?
Yeah. Number two, Small Town Boy. Bronski Beat. Good song. Number one, Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, I hear Dancing in the Dark and sometimes like I'm just kind of brought to tears. You know, it's really such an emotional song.
Actually.
It's like really powerful.
I think
I can really relate to it in like my life and the arts.
Are you being sarcastic?
It really is deep.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. It's really deep, you know.
Okay, it's pretty deep actually.
I can Michael wins this round. It's
I don't know. Enough. I think you had a good list.
I can't judge because I was too indecisive to make lists, but I don't know. I think
I'm more guaranteed to lose the 90s.
Okay. All right. Here.
Do you want me to go into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, I've got Fantasy by Mariah Carey.
Ooh, okay.
Number two, Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. Three, I've got Waterfalls by TLC. Four, I've got Earth Song by MJ. And a controversial number five, I've got Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Oh, I love her. Have you seen the music video for Barbie Girl and the guy with the fucking like eyebrows over his ears?
I don't think I have seen that actually.
Oh, it's
not, it's so good.
What? No Britpop?
Nope.
No Blur, Oasis, Pulp?
Is that pop? I wouldn't put that pop though.
I'm not like, I'd have like common people Britpop. Up there.
Common people, I'd say.
Or what?
I think Blur and Oasis are more.
Like, I think of them as like
rock.
Rock.
Or indie rock. Like,
I don't know.
I know it is popular music.
Yeah.
But like, I just didn't think of it. I'm going for like generic pop.
That's what I'm thinking of as well. So for my one, number five, I Want It That Way. Backstreet Boys. Four, I've got Believe by Cher.
Love. I was thinking of putting that.
Three, Black or White by MJ.
Oh no.
Two, I've got Do What by Miss Lauryn Hill.
It's kind of I was thinking that, but I didn't know if it was.
I didn't know as well. It's kind of more of a rap, but.
Yeah.
At number one, I don't even know if this is pop at all, but it's You Get What You Give by New Radicals. And that's more rock, isn't it?
I don't think I know that.
You know that?
No, I don't know that.
It's a good song. But it's kind of more rock than pop. But it's according to online, it's pop. So
yeah, I've got one on my 2000s that I don't know if it's pop or what.
So which list do you think?
I have to go with Jack on this one.
I think
you went too obscure for pop music. There's so many like massive like pop hits of the
90s. I struggled the most with my 90s list, to be honest.
But yeah, like same. Even like
there's a reason I've got Barbie Girl.
Britney, you know Mariah Carey.
I don't know Mariah Carey.
All right, I don't know. I think Britpop. I mean, I don't know. Would you count Smells Like Teen Spirit as a pop song?
No.
It was so popular, it took over, and it's sort
I know.
Of
see,
fits into
but
some
in this,
of the themes
in this context,
pop, right?
In this context, we're talking about pop music as a genre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't really fit.
Like, not just popular music.
Yeah.
Because then I could just put my top five favorite songs all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm trying to be generic pop.
Yeah.
All right, what'd you got for the 2000s?
I've got Ponda Replay by Rihanna, Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake, Eenie Meenie by Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber, Can't Get You Out of My Head, Kylie Minogue, and then Hey Ya by Outkast, which I think is pop.
Yeah,
I forgot about
I think
that.
That's pop.
If I remembered that one, I would have put that as well. But when I think of Outkast, I always just think of rap.
Yeah,
so.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
My number five, I've got I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah.
Four, I've got Promiscuous by Nelly.
Oh, that's a great song.
I've got three, I've got Tongue Tied. Number two, I've got Unwritten, Natasha.
Oh,
Bain.
Natasha.
Yeah. And number one, I've got Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Oh yeah,
I love that.
Valerie
I was
going to
put
right?
that. I was going to put that.
I think only one that like rivals that is Rehab, also by Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't know, like you have Gorillaz or Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, I was like putting them.
Or even like stuff by The Killers. That's like such massive like.
You
it's
know
not
what?
Necessarily. It's pretty
they
simple,
are,
but they're so such anthems, right?
They know. Are rock, but I can't even like.
Yeah, so I'd say it's more pop rock, right?
Aye, pop rock.
Like they
yeah.
fit into it.
I think they do fit into it.
Mm. But yeah, I think.
So this is the decider because we both have like
one
point each.
We've got one each. So this decides who's got the better pop ranking.
No, I'll have to go Michael for this one.
Ooh. Unlucky.
Yeah,
I think they were both good lists.
Those were pretty good lists.
I did like your list, to be fair.
And they were also completely different, unlike last time.
Yeah.
Last time we had, like, all our lists were pretty much similar.
I don't think we had a single song
I don't think
the same.
We did either.
Which is quite surprised now. I know. See, that's just because there's so many songs. That shows so hard to choose.
How broad.
Took me 2 hours.
Took me a while. It didn't take me 2 hours, but it took me a while.
Well, it wasn't 2 hours of just scrolling.
Oh, fair enough.
It took a while.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my only thing was like, there's some sort of massive bangers. I think they're not like the best songs, but that's not what pops about. There's like, they're fun and everything. I don't know.
I think I tried to go for songs that like, I would listen to.
Yeah. That was
like,
the same with me.
Or like, if they came on, I'm like, I'm not skipping this.
Yeah. Aye, that was the exact same with me. I tried to not go with like super like overplayed ones.
Yeah. Like I was actually going through my playlist of what I have.
That's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was going through non-stop pop and GTA, I can't lie.
I know. My dad brought out the, you know, those Now That's What I Call Music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember them.
I was like, oh my God. Going
all
this.
The school discos.
Right. Should we move on to some games now? You two have both got
games. Got some questions for us.
So, should we start with Callum?
Yeah, I've got some questions. A pop quiz for you.
Let's go. Excited.
We'll see who comes on top. All right. First question. What is the longest running consecutive number one in the UK charts?
In the UK charts?
Yeah.
Do we get a hint when it was released?
I might give it away, but I'll say, okay, 90s.
90s.
You might not think of it immediately. Not our, quite of our generation.
Not our generation. Actually, can't even think.
I can't think. Is it from the, is it like a UK song? Or is it just...
I don't think so. I could be wrong though.
But right. No. Longest run.
What is the longest running number one?
I'll tell you how long it was. It was 16 weeks.
Right. That's tough.
I have no idea.
It was Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams. It came from the Robin Hood movie.
I don't think I've
Kevin Hill Costner's even. I hadn't heard of it. It's 16 weeks. And then who's the elder of the Oasis Brothers?
No.
But how much?
2 years.
I'm gonna say 3 years.
All right, you're closer. It's 5 years.
Ooh. I did not know.
Okay. I thought it was a tighter gap.
I'll say it's two points for Michael, 1 point for Jack. And then, what year was considered the summer of love?
The summer
of all the hippies.
Ooh.
Final answer?
No. Just because you looked at me like that, it's not.
Oh, I could be trying to throw you off though.
It's not.
Summer of love. I reckon it's like round about that time, isn't it?
I'm like, I just heard summer and said 69.
Whoever's closest,
I'm gonna say, okay. I'm gonna go more then. I'm gonna say 75.
Nah, 67. 1967.
Okay.
I was actually pretty close to you.
Yeah, all right. The Rihanna hit Umbrella was originally written for which artist?
Let's see. It's my guess.
When did that come out? Like 2000 and.
It's like 2000. Like 19.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Who else was even about at that time? Which I think.
I'm just thinking who wouldn't take that song.
Yeah.
So they've got to be bigger. So I'm going Beyonce.
I think Beyonce is a good guess, but I don't know who else.
I think maybe before Beyonce.
Before Beyonce.
I guess it's not Beyonce then.
Oh, sorry, I'm just ruined it. No.
I get to change my guess then? If he gets there.
I guess so. My memory is like completely blank. Beyonce. Yeah. Who else even is there? Oh, Britney Spears.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, now Jack has some questions for me.
Hopefully they'll be a bit better than...
Okay, mine's are easier.
Okay.
Okay. What is... So you've got to get all five, and you get 5 points for getting the top answer.
Okay.
Fourth for the next goes down. What is the most streamed pop albums of all time on Spotify?
So, what? I'm guessing Thriller's there.
Thriller is not there.
Really?
I'm guessing
on
like
Spotify,
Taylor
I guess,
Swift,
yeah.
So maybe like Reputation or something like that from Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not there.
At all?
Not there.
What?
Is there someone we might consider maybe more hip hop and rap than pop? Or,
yes.
Like, I say, I don't know Drake's albums, but I'll say there must be a Drake album there. Or like The Weeknd. I don't know the name of it.
Do you know any of them?
I don't
is
know the
Star
name
Boy?
Of his.
Starboy is number two, so you get 4 points.
Let's go.
You can actually write it down.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I just.
What?
Twisted.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Michael, you get 4.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I can think of any.
Are we thinking like recent?
There's two weekend ones.
I don't even know any
weekend albums.
Starboy's the only one I know.
Okay, I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
The top answer is a Ginger Man.
Ed Sheeran, is it?
Is it Minus or Divide?
It's Divide. Divide.
Oh. Is that what it's called? Yep. Divide, okay.
You get five.
I knew what the album cover was, but I don't know.
So you've got number one and number two.
Okay.
And there's another weekend one. A Dua Lipa one, which I don't think you're going to get the name of.
Okay.
And an Olivia Rodrigo one.
The Olivia Rodrigo one's called Sour, is it?
And that gets you 3 points.
All right. I think
is the Dua Lipa one the one where she's like riding in a car in the moon or some shit?
What?
I have no idea.
The cover?
What is that?
The name of the thing sounds like that. Like it describes.
Riding in a car in the moon.
I don't think you're getting it though.
I don't think I am, you know.
I have no idea.
Just say
I know the songs. I don't know.
One of them was Dua Lipa. What was the other one?
Another weekend one. Okay.
I give up.
I'll leave them. It was After I Was by The Weeknd.
Right.
And Future Nostalgia.
Future Nostalgia.
By Dua Lipa. I had no idea.
Were you very confused when I said that?
Yeah.
The album covers her like in a pink shirt as she's driving a car and she's on the moon. I know the cover, but I don't know the name of it.
Okay. Next one. What are the top five artists with the most Grammys and Oscars combined?
They
must have won both. So right. It can't be like Kanye West has won 30 Grammys, right, okay. But he's not won an Oscar.
I'll say Lady Gaga. Is that? She's been in a lot of movies.
She's not there.
Oh.
Really? It's all of them.
Are they
they've won Oscars for music, their music. Right. Like best original song and stuff.
Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish is not. She's won two Oscars, but doesn't have enough Grammys to be honest.
Is Adele in there for her?
Adele is in there. She's number three.
All right.
She got that far. Skyfall. And she has 16 Grammys.
Jesus Christ.
And that's third.
You've got to get more than that.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of Oscars.
Someone like John Williams on there? Has he got a Grammy at some point? No.
I was thinking that too. I thought Hammer Hands Zimmer would be there. But no. It's all actual artists.
Right. What about Phil Collins?
Phil Collins is not there. do you want a hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's a good hint? Oh, number four is a rapper, and he played himself in a movie.
Oh, basically. Eminem.
Yep.
My God.
Got it for Lose Yourself.
No, you gave it away though. Who else?
So what's the score so far?
Callum has 6, 8, 13. You have 4. You've got to get some catching up.
I know. My mind is just blank right now.
I can give you a hint on the top one.
Is it Pharrell Williams?
Pharrell Williams is not there.
No.
The hint for the top, which might give it away.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm remembering the right guy. He is blind.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Give me that, please.
Yeah,
please.
I'll give him that one.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. Make it closer.
Just give me that. This is all I've got.
Okay. I don't know what else I can give you for number two and five. For number five, the artist has a movie coming out pretty soon. Like a movie about him.
Right. So it's like a biopic. It's not like.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming
out pretty soon.
Bob Dylan? I don't know.
Bob Dylan's number five.
Oh my God. I don't know.
What does he have an Oscar for?
He wrote the original song for Wonder Boys. I thought it would have been Knocking on Heaven's Door.
He did that for Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Aye.
That's what I assumed it was for. And the last one, number two, you mentioned him not long ago.
Yeah.
And this, he has 22 Grammys.
I mentioned him.
Yep.
Oh, is it Hans Zimmer? No.
No,
sorry.
Not in this question, but in a different. Oh, what?
Don't even know any hints I can give you.
Was it during the games or was it
a different bit? I'm pretty sure you said it in your ranking.
Ooh.
I think so.
No, I checked my ranking because I may be cheating.
His initials are B and S.
I'll be so annoyed if I know the name.
He has 20 Grammys.
B
and he won the Oscar for Streets of Philadelphia.
Oh, but Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
Oh, oh my God. That's, oh, that I should have gotten that one. That's terrible.
So it's now 13 to... Is that 14? 14? 13 to 14. You've made the comeback.
I know. Just because I pleaded to get that Stevie Wonder one.
Okay. I feel like this is... it's not that easy, but it's not hard. The artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Top 100.
Right. The most number one hits.
Surely it's like Taylor Swift. Must be. It's not.
No.
What's like the span of like time for this?
Drake? I don't know.
No.
Does it go back to like 80s and stuff?
It goes back. Like, right. 50s,
60s. 50. Like,
so like, oh, Beatles. Frank Sinatra.
Beatles.
Oh,
Beatles is number one.
That's obvious.
You've taken a lead, mate.
Yeah. I've bottled it.
No, I swear that happened last time. Like, Lewis was beating me by loads and I just came back.
That is a few older ones.
Right.
Mm.
Is Elvis there?
Elvis is there. He's number three.
Oh, shit.
Flying away.
I don't know.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones is not there. The last.
ABBA. Must three, be ABBA.
No. Two of them are women and one is a man. Right. And we have also mentioned him in this. Number five is the top of pop.
Right.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah. The last two are both female.
Female groups or just?
Just solo women. Female artists.
Lady Gaga?
No. One of them I had in my ranking.
Oh, Beyonce, right?
Mariah Carey? No.
It was Mariah Carey. Oh. That's 4 points. My next time was going to be, she has like the biggest Christmas song of all time.
I've already started hearing it.
Oh yeah, she's unfreezing.
Yeah, she is. Right, so what's left?
There's one left. And it's number four.
Number four. That's a woman, you say?
Mm-hmm, a woman. Don't know if this is
Whitney Houston.
If you know, no, she's from Barbados.
Oh, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
How do we not mention
that
Rihanna?
That meant nothing to me.
That's what I was saying. Like he got it. Okay, I've got one last. So okay. What this goes right now? 8, 18, 21, 25. My math's terrible. 11, 12, 14. 16, 17.
Oh, I need to make a comeback. I'm pretty much
gone.
You
need to make a comeback on this last one.
It's possible.
Okay. Most streamed Michael Jackson songs on
Thriller.
Spotify.
Must be number one.
Thriller is number four.
Is it
Bad?
Bad is not there.
Beat It there.
Beat It is number two.
Let's go. What's number one?
I'm blanking on Michael Jackson songs now.
Did you say Bad?
Yeah, you said Bad. Okay.
What is number one?
Try and look at my list. See.
From the number one song, I had it in my ranking.
Did you? I'll try to remember what that remember. Is.
Add three Michael Jackson. Billie Jean.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't even think you can go back.
Can you physically not come back?
You can still get the last three.
Oh, I'm hopeless.
Oh no, it's last two actually. It's only two left. Number three and number five.
Black and White.
No.
Or is it Black or I don't know.
Black or white.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can I give a clue for these? For the third one, I'm pretty sure this is the song he's known for when he does that lean forward. It's like shoes are boat in the floor.
The people like listening at home will be shouting us right now. We must look like such idiots. Like.
I feel like
these are the most popular songs of all time.
Like his third most popular, 777 million.
Jesus Christ.
So like, these are songs you should be getting.
Oh God.
When I think of this song, I think of like the white suit, the hat.
I can picture it in my head. He's
yeah. He's
when he's leaning at like a 45 degree angle. Yeah. Like.
If I say
smooth
criminal.
Yeah. Ooh. I was about to say smooth operator. That's not
smooth operator.
It's a great song though. Shady.
Oh.
The last one. I don't even know how I can give a hint. It's more older. like younger.
Right. Oh, is it? All right, okay.
It's not like young. It's not like Jackson 5.
No, okay, I was going to say.
I'm thinking like Afro Michael Jackson sings this song.
Right. Oh,
like Disco
ABC.
Jackson. No.
That's Jackson 5.
Yeah. I Want You Back.
That's Jackson 5.
It's, I thought you said
not
Jackson 5.
No, it's not Jackson 5. But it's
so
like,
when is his first like solo ones?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know many songs from that time. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Don't know. We should just both give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Rock With You, Michael Jackson?
I wouldn't have got that.
Really?
No.
I'm being humbled for this.
Yeah. Okay.
So, have I won that?
I think by a landslide, yeah. And that last one, you got an extra, like, what? 12. And you were already ahead.
I bottled it.
Well, I mean, we both did pretty good, I think. So,
yeah.
All right, well, I think that
that
closes this episode of Straight Out COGC. Thank you all for watching. Next week, we'll be back to talk about indie rock. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, Lewis will be back from New York by then.
Yeah.
And, yeah, hope you enjoyed. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.